Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 5th of December 2025. European bourses traded modestly firmer with little macro news to steer price action, while sentiment followed from a mixed and quiet Asia-Pac session. US equity futures were mixed to mostly firmer, with a tech-positive bias as ES and NQ posted mild gains versus the RTY. In Asia-Pac trade, equities were mixed and range-bound ahead of US PCE, with Japan underperforming on rising BOJ hike expectations and weak spending data, while Chinese markets fluctuated amid further PBOC liquidity drains and US chip export concerns. European trade was steady, led by financials, basic resources, construction and chemicals, with higher copper prices helping underpin sentiment. Broader macro flow remained light as attention turned to the upcoming US PCE data. US futures showed mild gains in tech names, supported by reports that Dell plans a 15 to 20% price hike from mid-December. In the FX space, the dollar index unwound most of its earlier losses after being hit by a stronger yen on hawkish BOJ reports and verbal intervention. Dollar-yen briefly dipped below 154.50 before rebounding toward 155. The Aussie outperformed on higher copper prices, though it eased off highs as the dollar recovered, while the euro hovered mid-range between 116.40 and 116.72 after slight upward revisions to eurozone GDP and employment. Treasuries were flat in a narrow range as traders awaited US PCE data, with December Fed cut odds now above 85% following comments from Fed's Williams that policymakers have room for another near-term adjustment. Japanese debt declined on hawkish BOJ expectations, while German debt traded slightly softer ahead of a Bundestag pension vote expected to pass. Commodities were range-bound, with WTI and Brent steady amid quiet news flow. Gold held near $4,231 per ounce after finding support on earlier dollar weakness. Copper extended its record-breaking rally to $11,700 per tonne as Europe opened. In macro data, Eurozone GDP rose 0.3% on the quarter and 1.4% on the year, while German industrial orders jumped 1.5%. On the Fed, Morgan Stanley forecast a 25 basis point Fed cut in December, followed by cuts in January and April 2026, while the Bank of America CEO said consumer spending remained strong in November. On trade, USTR Greer said US-China trade should be balanced and possibly smaller, noting the trade deficit is down 25%. He also warned against Canada and Mexico becoming export hubs for Asian goods. Geopolitically, Hamas said it no longer seeks to rule Gaza and agreed to a technocratic committee, while the Kremlin confirmed progress in US-Russia talks on Ukraine. The UK may unlock £8 billion of frozen Russian assets to support Kyiv. Looking ahead, highlights include Canadian jobs report, US PCE, US University of Michigan prelim, comments from ECB's Lane. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.